Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Fasting for 3 days with no food is the most humbling experience I've ever had in my life. I never in my life thought that was possible, but I did, and it was not easy. It just changes you.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Happy Wednesday, everyone. Welcome back to Quality Queen Control. This is a podcast where we balance faith, growth, and also transformation. We talk about it all, okay? And as you guys know, I'm your host, Aisha Christina. All right, we are diving into a powerful spiritual discipline, all right? And this discipline has the potential to unlock breakthroughs in your life. And I'm speaking from experience here. So if you've ever wondered how fasting can deepen your relationship with God, uproot spiritual altars, and help you walk in greater authority, then this episode is for you. I want you to grab your Bible, your notebook. Let's get right on into it. Let's start with the basics here. What is fasting? Biblically, fasting is the intentional act of abstaining from food or certain types of food for a period of time to seek God. Now, listen, I know that there are a lot of different types of fasts that people tend to do. Being one of those being like a social media fast. But again, I'm placing a lot of emphasis on the biblical definition of fasting solely because the biblical definition of fasting is abstaining from food. Do you understand? It's actually not fasting from social media or not watching TV, whatever the case is. You can do those things if you feel led to do them, but the biblical definition is abstaining from food. So it's not a diet, right? It's not a way or a form of punishing your body. Sometimes when we fast, we tend to think, oh, this is the perfect time for me to lose weight. But instead, it is actually a spiritual discipline designed to bring you closer to God by denying your flesh and feeding your spirit. See, in Matthew 6, verse 16 through 18, it says that when you fast, not if you fast, when you fast, indicating that fasting, it is an expectation of believers. Fasting is a lifestyle. It is not a once in a blue moon type of thing. It is absolutely fundamental to your Christianity, to your faith walk. I am of the belief that, especially if you are reading the Bible, I am of the belief that fasting is fundamental to your walk in the Lord, okay? Because why? Fasting, it shifts your focus from physical needs to spiritual priorities. Did you hear me? It is a way to humble yourself before God and experience his power. And this is so important. I was talking about this actually briefly on my last podcast episode where I was in fact in the same outfit. Sue me, not really. And I was just mentioning how I did a corporate fast with my Bible study girls. And that would be considered like a corporate fast. And what I feel like I uprooted, because after I fasted, I ended up doing another fast and it struck up an altar to the point where I am still dealing with the chaos that ensued due to me fasting. And it was like, it was only a week that had elapsed between my last fast and between, you know, from when the timing of when all hell started to literally break loose. Literally the floodgates of hell opened, where so many different things were being affected. But let's actually talk about how fasting can deepen our relationship with God, because I don't know about you guys, but have you ever felt like your prayers were hitting a wall, or maybe that you were even spiritually stagnant? Hey, I'm not hearing from God. I feel distant from God. Fasting is going to help break through those barriers. Now, I remember in my Bible study, I was talking with the girls and they were being candid with me and they were sharing the fact that they maybe felt, some of them felt a little distant from God. And I emphatically told them that when we fast, this is going to break a lot of chains. It's also going to help you, you know, restore, regenerate that relationship, that intimate feeling with God. Now, where people tend to go wrong is they tend to think when they fast, I don't know what to do. I said that I'm fasting, I'm not eating. Okay, like now what's next? But when you are fasting, this is a sacred time. Do you understand? It is a little bit difficult to do it when you are working. Because you can't, I don't know, can you have your AirPod in and listen to worship? But the point of fasting is it's a very consecrated time where you have to spend time in scripture and also in prayer daily. You can't fast if you are not praying and reading the Bible. And you can read any sort of Bible plan that you feel is relevant to you. But I noticed that's the number one mistake. And I get it. I'm not judging anyone, like literally at all. I totally understand why it can be confusing when you're fasting. You don't know what to do. It feels like, okay, I said I was going to do this thing, but you go on throughout the course of your day and God is really nowhere in it. You're still scrolling on Instagram and social media. You are not reading your Bible literally at all. You are only listening to worship music on your way to work. And so in this time, it's a very sacred time, right? Your ear gates, your eye gates are open. And so a lot of things can immediately get into your spirit. You are now an open portal. So when you are fasting, you have to understand that it is not a diet. It is not the time to say, well, let me stay as busy as possible because I know I can't eat till 6 p.m. And let me tell you, fasting for 3 days with no food is the most humbling experience I've ever had in my life. Like, I still feel like shocked that I can even just eat food now because it's like, it just changes you. And I said, you know what? I tackled the one thing that I never thought I could do. I never in my life thought I could not eat for 3 days. Are you kidding me? I never in my life thought that was possible, but I did. And it was not easy. Day one was okay, right? Day two, to me, was the hardest day because you have to radically accept, okay, wait, so I'm not going to eat again. Okay, wait, day three, I'm not eating again. Like, you have to really make peace with that. And the devil's mad. Do you understand? Like, the devil is really, really mad because what I did was so intense. My manager and I, what we did was so intense, the fast that we did. And you know what they say, where two or three are gathered, the Lord is in the midst. Do you understand? There is power in numbers when you are touching and agreeing. So like I said, in Joel 2 verse 12, God says, "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning." Fasting is a way to return to God with your whole heart. So yes, this is for you if you are struggling to get closer to God. This is for you if you feel like you feel distant from God. This is for you if you were even a babe in Christ and you want to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. During a fast, the time that you would normally spend eating, this can be used for prayer, for worship, for reading the word, renouncing, denouncing, canceling. And during this time, I told the people that I was doing the corporate fast, I was like, listen, be prepared to have the craziest dreams come to you. I remember when I was doing a fast, I believe in 2023. And on the third day, I heard audible voices of screaming. And I felt the spirit of fear try to come and take over. And I wasn't even scared because I knew what the enemy was trying to do. I knew that, you know, in the whole sleep paralysis thing where it's basically a demon like trying to like hold you down, I knew what it was. And so that removed the fear, but I felt tormented. I wanted the feeling to go away because I was just like, all right, like I recognize what you're doing, Satan. Nice try, but seriously, leave me alone and let me sleep. And I'm not playing around with you. So I experienced that on the third day when I went into the fast because I did a 21-day fast. When I went in the next day and I was doing the lives and I saw in the chat, people were saying, is anyone else having crazy dreams? I felt so validated because in the moment, I feel like the enemy uses these weird things, these experiences, these dreams to convince you that you were doing it wrong. Do not allow the enemy to speak into your mind in those moments because, again, you have to become aware of his vices, okay? So like I said, whatever's in you, right? Whatever's in is going to come out. Garbage in, garbage out. Do you understand? This is why when we are fasting, you cannot just live life as normal because at that rate, you're just on a diet. What is going to change throughout in your daily routine? You have to make sure you are dedicating time to the Lord whilst you are not eating. See, the thing is that the kingdom of darkness is way more organized, it feels, than even the kingdom of light a lot of the times. People that are in the kingdom of darkness, they also fast to their gods, to their demons. And we tend to struggle with this as believers. But this creates space for you to hear God more clearly, right? The discipline of fasting is going to teach us to rely on God as a source of strength and sustenance. It is a way to draw near to him. And as James 4 verses 8 says, when we draw near to God, he draws near to us. See, the thing is that God never leaves us nor forsakes us. And even in the times where he may feel distant, there's always a way that we can draw closer to him. And like I said, one of the most profound ways to do that is fasting. Think about this. How often do you intentionally carve out time to sit in God's presence uninterrupted? Fasting is going to create that intentionality. Do you understand? Here's why. Like I said, when you are fasting, if you are just literally abstaining from food, that's all that it is. It's just a diet and you're just thinking that you're doing something to the glory of God. Not so, because fasting creates the intentionality of actually carving out time to sit in God's presence uninterrupted. You are dedicating that time, crucifying your flesh in order to get closer and draw closer to God. Now let's get into the topic of uprooting spiritual altars. See, in the Old Testament, altars were actually a place of worship, sacrifice, and covenant, both to God and, unfortunately, to idols. Spiritual altars represent agreements or strongholds in our lives. I'm going to say that again. Spiritual altars represent agreements or strongholds in our lives. So these could be patterns of sin, generational curses, or unhealthy attachments that take the place of God in our hearts, aka idolatry. So you are uprooting these altars, right? These patterns of sin. You're going to start to see what comes to the surface when you are fasting, what needs to be dealt with. Like in my case, certain demons need to be slayed and put to rest. Do you understand? I was like, oh, I see what this demon is, and I rebuke you. Cancel, renounce, denounce. You're done. Divorce. You're finished. God has given us all the authority. Trample on scorpions. You hear me? Okay. Now, fasting combined with prayer can break these strongholds. I'll tell you this right now firsthand. Yes, that is true. In the situation that I was dealing with for the vast majority of what felt like the vast majority of my YouTube career, my early formative years of being on social media, when the Holy Spirit had revealed to me that there was in fact witchcraft that was placed upon me by someone. And then I ended up having a dream about it, confirming it 4 years later after I started to, you know, really draw closer to my faith. Listen, the thing is, sidebar, when you are on the internet, you are being filtered through a lot of people's, you know, you're being like, you know, you're being seen through the lens and, you know, in people's households, you're being talked about, you're being discussed in their group chats. There's so much warfare that you are filtering through. I don't think we realize this, which is why I'm very grateful that God has me in ministry on the internet. Yes, because I feel the most protected I ever had. And I noticed that one of the tactics that the enemy has tried to convince me of is just stop praying because it's not working, because I used to pray also before I would release an episode. And so what happened to me felt so unwarranted, but it built me in a way that cannot be undone. Of course, you know, there used to actually be times where I wished that that never happened to me, but I am so far removed from it that I actually can say thank you. Thank you for what you did to me, because you actually built me up. Let me tell you something. What the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it around for your good. And I am of the belief that even in spite of what it is that I'm going through right now, it is going to be an even greater turnaround. Do you understand? And the same goes for you. I'm talking to you from experience. After I went and fasted in 2022, I never, ever encountered those situations again. How is it that nothing in the physical realm was working? Silence was not working. But when I put a spiritual solution, because that's what that individual was doing, that ended that right there. Because God is the ultimate authority. And this is why you have to stay prayed up. This is why fasting really covers you in the spiritual realm. Because honestly, whoever has the stronger altar is going to win that spiritual battle. Fasting combined with prayer, like I said, it will break these strongholds. And in fact, in Mark 9, verse 29, Jesus says, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. See, some spiritual battles require the added power of fasting to overcome. That is exactly what I went through. That kind that I was dealing with and suffering in silence with only was able to cease and fall and bow to the feet of Jesus when I started fasting and praying. At the same time, the beautiful thing is, as broken as I felt about it, as hopeless as I felt about it, as defeated as I felt about it, God was still strengthening me. Now I understood. I was living it out where God says, in your weakness, you were made strong. I understand that. I understand that the trying of my faith worketh patience. Patience brings about endurance. It is literally like spiritual dynamite that tears down barriers and uproots anything that is not aligned with God's will for your life. So when you are fasting, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal areas where spiritual altars need to be torn down. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's doubt. Maybe it's an idol that you've unknowingly set up in your heart, because let me tell you, an idol can be anything. It could be food. It could be social media. It could be corn. Do you understand? You know, it could be masturbation. Okay. Trying to keep a PG on here. It could be anything. It could be gossiping. And a lot of people seem to have that issue. Ask God to reveal these areas to you. Okay. I need you to confess. I need you to repent. I need you to replace those altars with worship and surrender to God. Because at the end of the day, I'm telling you, you always want to fight physical battles with spiritual solutions. It is a war that you are waging, okay? A spiritual war that we are always in. This is why when you walk into a room and it's like, oh, I didn't like so-and-so's energy, or did you feel so-and-so's energy when they came into the room, et cetera, et cetera. This is for a reason. There's a reason why you just find yourself not gelling to certain people. There's a reason why you look back at your life and you see a pattern in the men that have been in your life. If you look even deeper, you see that there's a generational curse of molestation, of R-wording in your bloodline. And that has been perpetuated through silence, not speaking up. Everyone keeps it zipped up. No one wants to speak out on what is going on. And this has allowed that spirit to perpetuate into your bloodline, creating a generational curse. And let me tell you, generational curses are absolutely real. Do not allow anyone to unconvince you otherwise. This is, you know, there's no mistake that every male, you know, that's 55 plus always ends up having a heart attack or whatever the case is. That is not a coincidence. That's not a health issue only. That is literally a generational curse that must be broken. This is why it's important to understand your authority. And you practice that also through prayer and fasting and reading the word. Let me tell you something. If you don't know what the word says, how do you know what to follow? This is why we have access to the Bible. And if the only time that you are hearing the word is from me, is from a pastor, is from a YouTube sermon, you need to also read it for yourself, girl. You have access to the Bible too. I used to literally, and I'm still growing and I'm still learning and evolving and in my walk. And I remember there would be people that I would admire. I do admire so much. And I'm like, oh my goodness, how do they know this scripture? They memorized that scripture. And then I had this thought to myself and I said, wait a second. I'm sure that at one point in their life, they started out just like me. They didn't have any idea. And they perhaps had someone that they look up to. And I'm like, wait a second. I can do that too. It literally starts with you simply reading the word. Reading the word is going to change you. It's going to transform you. As you guys know, I'm reading the Bible in chronological order and I'm seeing it as a storyline. And I see that even in the midst of adversity, no matter what it is that I'm faced with, I feel I've been changed. I've been changed. I am not the same person. I'm not okay with the same circumstances. I feel more authoritative in my walk. I feel more discerning. I feel like I am close with the Holy Spirit. I am living out my faith where I am trusting God to come through for me in certain situations that honestly, from this standpoint, they do feel impossible. But we all know that the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle. Okay? So like we all know, it ain't over till God says it's over. Okay? You wake up, you have a new chance to get something done. You have a new chance to breathe, you know, new life. You have another chance to get closer to what it is that God has destined you for. It's not over for you. And I want to get into growing in spiritual authority, okay? So let's talk about growing in authority through fasting. So spiritual authority comes from intimacy with God and obedience to his word. And a lot of the times, this is going to be radical obedience. This is going to be radical faith. I'll be honest with you, I'm probably the most uncomfortable I've ever been in my entire life. In so much that I can't even articulate it to you, because it's just, it's about so much. There's so much uncertainty, yet I feel peaceful about it. It's very strange. We also know that two things can be true at once, but I truly am the most uncomfortable I've ever been in my life. And first of all, I did not expect myself to literally get sick for like the first 2 months of the year, pretty much. And we all know that January is a long month, okay? And I was sick since December. But in spite of all this, I understand that when you fast, right? I know what it's doing. When you are submitting yourself to God in a way that strengthens your spirit, right? This is going to sharpen your discernment. Nothing will pass. I heard Tiffany Montgomery say this quote exactly, let nothing pass your prophetic radar. We all have the capability of being prophetic. Does not mean we are prophets. Okay, understand. Yes, we know that the gifts and the calling, you know, are without repentance. Okay, people can still operate in their gifts while leading a lifestyle that is not reflective of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. We understand that. But when you are living in a way that is pleasing to the Lord, he will defend you in a way that he will vindicate you in a way that only he can do. You become so strong that nothing passes your discernment. The Holy Spirit will reveal so much to you in dreams, in visions. And how do you know it's God? And I say to myself, oh, I say to people, when it comes to how do you know something is from God, it will download into, I don't know if that's the best way to say it, but it will come as an intuitive, a strong intuitive feeling that you have such conviction about, you will not even question it. You will know with ultimate certainty that this is from the Lord, because you will not question it. How do you know? Because God is not the author of confusion. So when something is coming from him, yeah, sometimes things may feel scary, right? That doesn't mean that sometimes you might not question things like, God, did you really want me to do that? Did you really want me to say that? Do you really want me to speak about this? But you will feel, in the midst of your, you know, maybe uncertainty, you will feel conviction and knowing. Jesus modeled, okay, this concept for us, right? That in fasting, it's going to strengthen your spirit and sharpen your discernment. So before beginning his ministry, right, he fasted for 40 days in the wilderness, which is interesting, because I also noticed that as I was reading Exodus, Moses actually spent 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain too. He did not drink or eat. He did not drink water or even eat food at all. I'm like, huh? Yeah. Radical faith. Matthew 4 verses 1 through 11. During that time, he overcame temptation and emerged in the power of the Holy Spirit, ready to fulfill his purpose. So when you fast, you are essentially telling your flesh, you are not in charge. This is an act of submission that strengthens our ability to resist temptation, and it honestly equips us to walk boldly in the authority that Christ has given us. Because at the end of the day, there will always be temptation here on this earth. And when I tell you that fasting builds a discipline in you that only fasting to the Lord can do, honestly, it's better experienced rather than explained. And it is so important to tell yourself that, because now when that demon tries to get you out of character, you don't feel the need to immediately respond and do unto them as they have done to you. You know the truth. You have the receipts, but they're lashing out and accusing you quite literally of the very thing that they're trying to say about you. But you're not going to be exposing that. You're going to let God handle it. You're not going to get involved in vindication and revenge when you can easily dismantle their lives. You're not even going to do it. Because at the end, you're showing God. God literally says in the Bible that vengeance belongs to him. So your father already said that. That's what your father said. Your father said that vengeance is his. So you're going to leave it to your dad, right? So when we have that thought, we know that our father is defending us. We know that he's going to defend our honor. When we are going through times of adversity in our flesh, we don't feel the need to show up in our flesh because we are connected more with the Holy Spirit. Hey, doesn't mean you're not going to slip up here and there. But when we truly are in touch with the Holy Spirit, we really have the understanding that, whoa, we are spiritual beings. The Holy Spirit resides in us. And we must honor God with our bodies because it is our bodies are our temple. We can't defile the temple. Do you understand? Fasting also aligns you with God's will, right? Enabling you to pray and declare his word with confidence because it is sin that draws us away from God. And we know that the wages of sin is death, meaning that where it leads you to, the path of sin is very broad. The path to the Lord, to heaven is narrow. It's a narrow gate for a reason. Not everyone is going to take that path. So when you know that you are in right standing with the Lord, you are able to declare his word with confidence. You are able to have authority treading over scorpions with authority because you know where you stand with the Lord. And it is not about manipulating God to do what you want. Fasting is not about manipulating God. I want to be very clear. It is about aligning your desires with his, okay? And exercising faith in his promises. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Do you understand? The opposite of faith, like Pastor Jerry Flowers said, is not fear, it is sight. The opposite of faith is sight. What do you do when you don't see anything around you validating the circumstances or the promises that God has promised you? What do you do? There's no evidence around you that shows that you are going to get the thing that God promised you. That's faith. And I think that where we are stepping into with the remnant is that God is really calling his chosen people to have radical faith, especially in this day and age and in this time. He wants us to exercise that radical faith. And with radical faith coincides with radical obedience. And the direction of your life, the direction of the Lord speaking in you and through you, comes from having a deeper relationship with him, which comes from prayer and fasting and worshiping and exalting and just leaning on his word. So here are some practical tips for fasting, you know, that I want to give you guys before we wrap up here. Short and sweet, to the point. Start small. If you are new to fasting, begin with a partial fast, right? You can fast from one meal a day. You can say, listen, I'm going to dedicate my lunch, you know, to you, Lord. All right. Instead of having lunch, I'm going to read my Bible in lunch. And I know that the Bible can feel so daunting and overwhelming. I highly recommend the Life Application Bible. It's in my Amazon storefront. I will link it for you guys. It is my absolute favorite Bible. It is in the NLT version, and it has the best commentary ever that will really help you to understand what it is that you were reading. Do not get caught up in, if it's not King James, then I guess I'm not reading the Bible. And because the devil also can easily trip us up and get us into this like religious type of spirit. The King James version is by all means the best, right? But I don't want us to get down on ourselves and feel like, man, if I'm not reading from the King James Version, am I really doing Christianity correctly? You, as you grow, then eventually you will be able to understand King James. But if you're not at that level yet, it can easily be discouraging to you that here you are, a babe in Christ. Okay, I'm not even a babe in Christ and I don't even read in King James. In my church, we do King James and my dad can break it down. But I read out of the New Living Translation is my favorite. I could barely even understand the English standard version, which is the King James version in English. Like I was like struggling to really understand that. Perhaps I needed a commentary on it. I digress. But you start small. Next, you want to set a purpose. Define what it is that you are seeking God for. What do you want God to reveal to you during that fast, right? Is it clarity? Is it healing? Is it breakthrough? And also, I want to stress repentance when you fast. I am of the belief that daily repentance is something that we should all be participating in, whether we're fasting or not, because we live in a fallen world and we are sinful by nature. None is good except God, okay? And we've all fallen short of the glory of God. So we need to be able to come into repentance when we are fasting before we enter into his praise, okay? Enter into his gates with praise and thanksgiving, okay? I also do believe, I mean, listen, I did a water fast, actually. It was no food, but staying hydrated, right? Drinking plenty of water, if you were definitely doing a water fast, which is what I did when I did the 3-day fast of no food, literally at all. And honestly, it's so crazy. It's actually so easy to forget to drink water. It's really easy where you're just dry fasting and it's like, oh, you need to stay hydrated. Fourth, you want to spend time with God. You want to use the time that you are not eating. You want to pray. You want to worship. You want to study scripture. You want to journal. You want to take notes. You want to bask in the Lord's presence. You should be feeling, okay, some sort of change in you. You should feel your heart begin to soften. You should feel, you know, and if you don't, I'm not sitting here saying like, well, what a waste. You just wasted your time. But your MO, your heart's posture should not be, man, I hope I can stay as busy as humanly possible because I can't wait till 6 p.m. rolls around so I can eat me some food. That is not the purpose. That's, you might as well just forget it. And then another thing I also want to mention is that you don't want to tell people while you were fasting that you were fasting. That is also biblical. That it says, I forget what scripture, please forgive me, but it says that if you do tell people that you were fasting, the only reward you will get is just that, is just telling people, is people's perception of, oh my goodness, you must be so holy because you're fasting. That is the highest level of reward you're going to get. We have to do this in secret to our Father. And for me, that was such a struggle, not because I wanted everyone to know I was fasting, because I could care less. It was because I felt like I kept being put in positions. I remember I was working out and I get slightly lightheaded when I use weights and I don't eat, but I could do cardio fasted, and I prefer to do cardio fasted. I don't like eating before I go to the gym. But when I lift weights, I was like, oh my gosh, if I don't tell him this, he's going to have me lift, you know, such heavy weights. I'm a tiny person. And I'm like, I have to tell my trainer that like I'm fasting, and like I felt so guilty after it. And I believe that that's where the supernatural strength comes in, that perhaps like I shouldn't have. No, you know, nothing really happened. Actually, what's crazy is something did happen now that I'm actually reflecting, looking back. But the point is, you don't want to tell people you're fasting. Also, another thing is you want to be careful even after who you mention. You don't even have to tell people immediately after. You can never tell people. I'm only sharing it with you guys because it's relevant to the conversation. But I even had someone tell me in the Bible study that they told their, you know, one of their people around them that they were fasting. And, you know, that person was saying like, oh, I don't think that's safe. I don't think you should do that. Da, da, da. And it's like, some people are not going to get it. They're just not going to get it. And that's okay. But you want to make sure that you are spending time with God. Otherwise, it is just you're just doing a diet and you might as well just wrap it up. All right. And then next, you want to break your fast wisely. Please do. Please take my advice, okay, on this, is you want to ease back into eating with light, nutritious meals. You don't want to break the fast with McDonald's. You don't want to break the fast with Checkers. You don't want to break the fast with the greasiest Chinese food that you can possibly find. No, because I'm telling you, it's going to tear that stomach up. Do you understand? Especially if you did a 3-day water fast. Ooh, it's like you can't eat anything. Honestly, like it shrinks your stomach so much. I know it did that to me. Like, and this is coming right off of me. I actually ended up getting sick again on this fast, might I add. Like, it was absolutely insane. Like, I was actually planning on going to work through it, which was absolutely crazy. And I ended up luckily staying home the entire time because I just could not. I could not. In conclusion, I hope this episode has inspired you guys to explore more about the power of fasting in your spiritual journey. I want you to remember that fasting, it's not about earning God's favor. It's about drawing closer to him and stepping into the fullness of his purpose for your life. And if you have enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. If you are watching on YouTube, I want you to leave a comment. If you are watching on Spotify, I want you to leave a comment, leave a review, share it with someone who needs to hear this message. And yes, girl, this is for you. If you were thinking about fasting, yes, this is your confirmation. As always, I am rooting for you and I'm also praying for you. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you, and I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.